רבי שמעון שלם פנחס בן אלעזר, הנה כסיב כאן פנחס עם יוד זעירה שהוא בציו נקודה, פנחס ריתם עוד יוד. נוידה שהחילק בין אויס ריש לאויס דלת, the difference between the ois reish and ois dalet הוא רק בנקודה, כי כשמסיפים נקודה בצד ois reish נעשה ממנה ois dalet. He said this before. ובילם נוסן עצה למידיון שיפקירו אז בניסיין לזנוס, שעל ידי זה פוגמו בנקודה, because מידס היסוד is a נקודה, ועשו מאחד ois is אחר, כמו שכוסף בהשטח וללהן, או כמו כן, עד יש עוד פגעים עם בריס, יוכל ליפה לכל הרוס עד שיעלה, ולא במחשב ומחשב זו ודזור רחמון אצלון, וכסס בנכלה מה שניק לכם על דבר פורר, על דבר קוסבי, שעל די דבר קוסבי בכנס פגעם הפריס. קוסבי למעשה זה עושה the words זוב, קוסבי זה עושה the words זוב. על ידי זה נעשה על דבר פורר, which is ודזור. Even if you know Ovid Ovid Zohar B'poyle B'maisem Kol Zeh Yinitfas Chassu Shalom B'machshov Ovid Zohar V'hiru Minis B'chines Menechleim Asher B'chines Nechleim Asher Niklu Lechem Al Dvar Poet Shuhu Machshov Ovid Zohar Rachmon Atzlam Zeh Merumez And that's Merumez B'zimri B'kosbi Tzav Tzav is Ovid Zohar Kosbi Bastur Kosbi is Emunas Koizuz Kitzi says that B'maisem is B'mgala is sold over here. He's Megala Yisod of Elamais. You see very often that the Pagama Bris, after Pagama Bris, that can be Avodah Zarah. A Pagama Bris can cause a person Avodah Zarah. Gemara says the Sanhedrin. So that's the other way around. That they first said Avodah Zarah, the Kedah Hatim Arois Befahesi. You see a Kesha between Nitzko and his Mahalach. Let's see what Rashi says in the Pashas Noach. We'll say that. All right? It says about Yishochi, it says a Loshon Erva and Avodah Zarah. It's Loshon Erva and Avodah Zarah. You see, there's a Shaychus of Erva and Avodah Zarah. What's the Shaychus of Erva and Avodah Zarah? So the Maisa, it's a very big Yisod. Maybe we should see the piece. I don't know. The Maisa, the Yisod is the following. The bris, the oisa bris, the kedusha bris, the bechinu kedusha bris is a bris between the Rebbein Shlom and Klal Yisrael. It's kashrus between the Rebbein Shlom and Klal Yisrael. Like he says over here, Sholem is bechinas yisoid, or is bris through bechinas midas is kashrus, shev debin Yisrael in his horan, now it's a shom is kashrus, yichud and kachproch b'achlas agom. Shat is the bris mila, the bechinas bris mila is a bechinas that we're still mu'uchid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're still, mu'uchid is one, the bechinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's say somebody is shem abris, yeah, but he does other averis. Let's say, see, the other averis, so he hasn't torn away the sodes kashrus between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he won't get to Avodah Zarah. He's still tzamud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here by Pinchas is the sod after the mazan of the Bnei Moav. It's not something sod Avodah Zarah. You see a very strange lashon of it. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says vayitzomid lebal poer. Targum Shalmi there says vayitzomid means vayidavik. He came dovuk to. Doesn't say the serve by Yavdu. This is by Tzomit. What's the vote? The vote is that Be'etzem Kedushas HaBris means that a Yid is Be'etzem Tzamud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if he does Averus, he's still Tzamud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's not going to Shaykh Avodah Zarah. But if this first Chassid Shalom Pagam HaBris, that's what Yitzhar tries to do, and then he'll get into Avodah. That's what Bilam tried to do. And then you get into Avodah Zarah, so then now you're not Tzamud anymore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Pagam HaBris, because you've broken that is Achdus. Once you've broken that is Achdus, you're not Tzamud anymore. If you're not Tzamud anymore, so then when he goes to Avodah Zarah, then it's already by Tzomet, and he's already Tzamud to something else. So maybe the Yitzhahara, the strongest Yitzhahara, the Yitzhahara of Znus is Be'ikah, the Yitzhahara is so strong because the Yitzhahara wants to break away the Nisachtus. And that's how he breaks the Nisachtus. Once he breaks the Nisachtus, then you become Tzamud to that very. Once you become Tzamud to something else, it's really like a Bechinim of Yitzhahara. So, if a woman does not do something, So Pshat is so say this. So she felt she had a feeling. No, if the husband is moichel once, but then when the husband sees the whole mind is on somebody else, kilu she can't be mesiach das or something. She's someone. That's already the begida. That's already shenish duvus to team. Same thing. A yid is a choyte. Still, the Rebbein Shalom says. Once there's a begam and bris, then he can become tzomet. Because it's not tzomet anymore. It's Rebbein Shalom. Then it's me that goes somewhere else. It's me that goes somewhere else. That's mamash bechinah rabbi zohar. That's the pshara yitzomet Yisrael and Alpa. That's why the Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim is Meshuga. Mamash Meshuga, the Mitzrayim is Meshuga. Yosef HaTzadik knew, if he's poigim abris, then he's an Egyptian. Other rabbi, Kozman is Shem HaDabris, Shem HaDabris, the Peshad is he could remain, he was Meuchat, still with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he made all the Mitzrayimus that he had in Mitzrayim, on Mitzrayimus. But he's still some. Once you break the Tzmid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no... That's what the Zohar Kodesh says, Kilu. The Zohar Kodesh says that the Begam HaBris, there's no kapar. Pshat is that the Begam HaBris means that you've broken away. You've broken away, so any nisyon, anything that you do now, might chas v'sham be in a matzik. The only etzim, the only tikkun, this is the tif avot. This is going to explain in a Pinchas. The only tikkun that is shayach for somebody, Kilu, who broke the Tzmidos by Tzomit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilu, is Mitzirus Nefesh. The only tikkun to it is Mitzirus Nefesh. Why? But what is Mitzirus Nefesh? The person kilu lahavdil by goy, is prepared to die for his country. Meshuganim. What's the word? He's tamud. He ekenish. In other words, Mitzirus Nefesh means I cannot. Right? That's what Mitzirus Nefesh means. That's what Balatanya says, that every yid be'etzem, even the kalish of the kalim, is prepared to be Moisa Nefesh to our Kodesh Baruch. When it comes to Mitzirus Nefesh, we be Moisa Nefesh, because teef inside him, he's still tamud. So he can't cut himself completely away. So that's really Kilo saying that. It's a Gilui that even if you did cut yourself away, that's why somebody's over with his Zara, it's from Mysterious Nefesh. Whatever he does, Tshuva, with Mysterious Nefesh, Elozo Brendo Daya, he died from his Tshuva. Dying from the Tshuva means that he felt such an urge, such a surge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was his whole Taiva was carried over to Taiva, to the Shechin, and that's what he left with. So Mela, that's what Pinchas was that Tatzama gave. Pinchas went along with what? Pinchas went along with Mesiris Nefesh. Pinchas was a roidev. If he was Zimri, he would have turned around and killed him, and Zimri would have been potter because he's a roidev. So Pinchas was Moisa Nefesh. Adidei the Mesiris Nefesh of Pinchas. So made a Pinchas Kilu put them back to meet Samuta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what Mesiris Nefesh is. Yeah? Mesiris Nefesh is Kenish, I can't on the Rebbein Shalom. Samuta, I can't, Kenish, I can't without it. That was Mesakin, his Mesiris Nefesh was about Yitzomet, which was Zel or Mazet, to the way Yitzomet Yisrael of Alpar. Every korban, bechinas mesiris nefesh is that a yid does an avera. So kibun shoshana nasa b'keheta. A yid does an avera. The bechina of the avera can be that he feels it's samud. The mitzvah was a place where you come and you makrav a korban bechinas mesiris nefesh. So then you faked, you tear yourself away, and faked, you show you samud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to come to Beis Hamikdash, you have to show you mesiris nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you show mesiris nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you samud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pinchas became Hinini Noisan Lais Bris Yishon. How's the beginning of Pinchas Hinini Noisan Lais Bris Yishon? That's why you see Be'etam that in a In this week's parasha, he was chosen. Yeshua was chosen. Why was Yeshua chosen in this week's parasha? Yeshua was tzamud to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Yeshua's godliness. Yeshua's godliness is he was tzamud. Moshe Rabbeinu went out. Yeshua partook in the ego. Where was Yeshua the whole time? He was waiting. He was waiting at Har Sinai. Why was he waiting at Har Sinai? He was tzamud. He wanted to chap with Moshe Rabbeinu as soon as he came back. So mainly Yeshua, also you see in this week's parasha was the Chalukah Zoretz and the parasha of Benoist Tzolofchot. Also, Lomani Gora. Lomani Gora means you're addicted to it. Lomani Gora means I need it. That's what Lomani Gora means. Especially Yeshua, the whole part of Yeshua, Rav Tzadik says that Yeshua is a Bechenus, Yeshua ben Nun is a Bechenus of Nun Jari Kedusha. Nun Jari Kedusha means a Yotzamot Kedusha. That's how we discussed it already. If the Eden would have been in Mitzrayim, they would have fallen into the Nunshari Tum. What is Nunshari Tum? It means that you're tzamut, there's no way out. If Hashem would have taken us out, why is it rega? Ono b'neinu 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 b'shebonu b'neinu. Why? Because we would have fallen into the Sha'an Nun. What is the Sha'an Nun? Vayitzamid. Sha'an Nun is Vayitzamid. Yeshua was zoicha to lead Klal Yisrael. And the gilui of that is in Parashas Pinchas, because Yeshua is tzomet to the Kedusha, he's tzomet to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're tzomet to Moshe Rabbeinu, then you're the next man of Israel. You know, when you're tzomet to something, it means that you can't be Mesiach Das. We're not in these Madrigas, but the Baal Shem Tov Doch, Baal Shem Tov Kodesh says, Yishom Alechem Penifte Lebavchem, Besaratim Avadatim Neim Achim. There's a lack of being tzomet. If a person is really addicted to something, he can't get it off his mind. A guy Rachman and Slan is on drugs. You don't tell him, just don't think about it. Don't just think about it. It's brent to me, he's not in control anymore. If a yid, if it's shaykh for yid to think about something else, again, unfortunately not shaykh, he's in Yana, but Tamid Ben Shem were. If it's shaykh, penifta levavchem, then it's mechina masat, why? Because then it shows that you know what's somewhat. So Yeshua ben Nun was somebody who's. So it's also in this week's parasha. You have the parasha of Tamid. Also in this week's parasha. What's the sod of the parasha of Tamid? Tamid is Tamidus. Tamidus is. You can't have a day. You can't even see echdas about it. Tamid b'shel shachar. Tamid shel ben arba'im. Tamid is the nakuda of the korban. Tamid is that you Tamid with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tamid with Hakadosh Baruch Hu means you're kilo bechinas tzamut to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
So the pit of the tongue and leads to the chayim.
She was the Thomas. Very good, wow. Because that was the, yeah. Psh. It's in the Kudu of the Bissam English. You see, it's Bechal, in the Avodah of the Bissam English, you see as well, what's Mishnah Numa, that they used to jump and they used to run and they threw each other off the Kevesh. He came on once they killed him, once he broke his leg. And what's the bother? What is the, it's out of control. Coming to the place of Islam English, a person's addicted to something, it's in his control? No. The fact that they ran up and they were wild, that's the Islam English. Islam English is the place where you become Bait Samid. It's the place where you become Bait Samid. In other words, there's an akuda where, so it's a tifa akuda. In the Bais Hamikdash, it's in the gala that the ikir is mistavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the tzivui is, that's really not so nagea. You're not dovuk to the tzivui. You're dovuk to the mitzvah. And when you're dovuk to the mitzvah, so then that's called the dovuk. When you're dovuk to the mitzvah, sure, the mitzvah is magna matzle, bedna dasik bach. When you're oisik the mitzvah, you like the mitzvah. When you're oisik mitzvah, see, if you're dovuk to the mitzvah of the mitzvah, to the bunch, it doesn't matter so much what the mitzvah is. So it's the fight of the Mishkan and the Mitzvah Mikdash over Trumas Hadesh. That was the first fight of the day. That's what the Mishnah is all about. That's what the Mishnah Yom is about. They fought for the Trumas Hadesh, which is Shkan Avodah Bechlal. It's clearing the garbage, clearing the desha, clearing the ashes. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're tzomet to somebody, it's like you love somebody. So whatever he says is good. Whatever he says is gewaltig. Why? Because you love the person. Chassidus Chabad always says that the tanuk that the father has with the child is dafka when he's much more when he's a baby, when he's a grown up. Because when he's a grown up and the child talks sense, so the father has anah from what the child says. When he talks sense. When the child is a little baby, he goes ba ba ba, and the father gets a moed the katayna, and he can turn around on himself. And that's a matzav where you dove to the etzem. So he doesn't have to talk dibri chokhmah. When he's older already, that's already a chetzayin is the gezach mixed in. It's not ba etzem the zach itself. So maybe the same thing. Atar mitzvah. If you dove to the mitzvah of the mitzvah. If you dove into the mitzvah of the mitzvah, then it doesn't matter so much. Then it doesn't matter so much what it is. So the same thing. So made it up from the base of Mikdash. It doesn't matter what it is. It's doing the avodah of Hashem, and that they're addicted to the mitzvah. If you got shayach to the mitzvah, then you love the mitzvah. Then you're addicted to the mitzvah. Zeh lo mazeh is by Baal Par. They were tzomut to the avodah Zorah. What was the avodah to the avodah Zorah? The worst thing in the world. The biggest nivel in the world. So here's Nizgale, that they weren't dovok to, they enjoyed the shtachavor, they enjoyed nesuch hayah into avodah Zorah. Here the etzem avodah Zorah itself was the most misazach in the world. But the problem is that they were dovok to the side of the avodah Zorah. And therefore, that's why, gufa, here's the gilui. Why dafka by Baal Par, it says by tzomit? Because they weren't tzomut to necessarily to the avodah chitzonis, because there was muktzah machmas mius. But they were dovok to the pnimius, and that's why that's the bechinas of tzomut. So zeh lo mazeh, yid is to be dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of the mitzvah. So then, whatever the mitzvah is, it's all gleich to him. That was the sod. That was the sod of the Beis Hamikdash. All that is totally on the mid of his kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is totally on the Shmiris Abris. The Bris Mila makes his kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, the mitzvah. And then once you dove up to the mitzvah of the mitzvah, then all the mitzvahs follow that. So that's in the yisod, is the yisod of all the mitzvahs. Because the yisod is the kesher with the mitzvah. And all the mitzvahs, a person should be keeping out the kesher with the mitzvah of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of Bris Mila is the yisod of all the mitzvahs. Pagama Bris Chasu Shalom, even if he does mitzvahs then, but he's not dovok to the mitzvah of the mitzvah. Not the yisod. All yisod that when David HaMelech was Aram in the Beis HaMerchatz, and he didn't have mitzvahs, and he was otzev. He had Bris Mila. It wasn't stami man. He had a mitzvah. He can't keep tariyab, but he's got one mitzvah. It's more than that. His maskev with the Bris Mila is maskev that the kesher that Kadosh Baruch Hu lahavdel kilu to Baal Par in the Beis Hamerchatz is also kushur that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you have Bris Mila, then you kasher that Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol matzav b'chol zman. Even in zman where you can't keep mitzvahs, you still have that mitzvah of Bris Mila. And that's the yisod, that's the atzmius diskashus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's lamala than all the other, all the other things. Whichever oivim, enemies that we have that go to the try to oikas mishayrish, they always go with midas ayisod. If they can be oikas midas ayisod, so then oikas mishayrish. That's a shakorcho, a molik, a shakorcho, no shakari. She says, "I zorken milas, or the choytach and milas shall Yisrael zorken klapi mali." That's the yisod. That's the midas yisod. So maybe that's what Pinchas brought back. a person loses the yisod, can get to avodah zara. He's lost the sod of his kashrus. Pinchas brought back the sod of his kashrus. Pinchas beis hamikdash brought back the sod of his kashrus. Maybe became a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol because the beis hamikdash was the makom where you must kasher. The sheriff, we don't look at it. You don't look at the fact that I'm just taking out Trumas Hadeshah. You look at the fact that I'm giving the Rebbein Shalom Nachas Ruach. That's mamish the whole yisod of the Beis HaMikdash. In a king's palace, why is it that you see the mashal that the Sarmash was over a little fly in the soup? In the king's palace, the ik is the king, not the tzivri. And then around the country, they haven't got the king. So Mela, how they miskasha to the king? You give them commands. If you don't give them commands, then they've got no shayachas thing. You have to find up a way for them to be miskasha with the melech. How do you do that? You do that with tzibuyim. But in the base malchus alein, he's the melech. He's the melech. So in the base hamikdash, he's the melech. So that's a sod. That's the inyan of yisod. Here's the Melech. So here's the Melech. Is then even Trumas Hadeshah is the biggest avoid in the world. So a whole new sod on midas of Bris Mila, midas is kashrus. Sakdamata all the mitzvahs.
That's the tivka of Amar Meilin Mehema Meilin. It doesn't matter what the schar is. It's a normal schar mitzvah.
Mitzvah. Yeah. Right. That's right. Because the etzem is like mesiras nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. What's the difference if you mitzriach and not?
Right.
Into the mitzvah good enough. They care.
Also explains kilu the inyan of you see the bris mila. Amara says all the mitzvahs that yidim emoysa nefesh over adayin oysa moysa besimcha. Mitzvahs mila is one of the mitzvahs that yidim emoysa nefesh. Because you said moysa nefesh shows that you're tzamut to the baal davar lein to the kadosh baruch hu v'chvoid v'atzmi. So mila mitzvahs nefesh goes together. Faket ki alecha ragnu kol ayim. Mitzvah mila is a mitzvah mitzvah. You spill blood. It's a mitzvah of mitzvahs nefesh. Kelecha ragam kalayim says the one on Sanhedrin that's going on with Mrs. Bris Mila. Mrs. Nevesh and Bris Mila go together. Bris Mila is Makashiyu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah.
Answers all the shaylas they ask Avraham why he was only called only after Bris
Mila. And Takawa, I was thinking about that. Because the vote is that a relationship has to be built up between two people. If it's not kamayim upon him, it's not a hisachtas b'cha. So all other mitzvahs he can do on his own. But when it comes to bris mila, that's the hiskashus between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has to come through HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzaveh. That's what Pinchas is. He said in Nesil is Brishis Shalom, and Shalom means Shalom. Bris Mila means Shalom. It's the mid of Shalom, mid of Chakov, mid of Shalom. So Pinchas brought back. Pinchas brought back that sort of his kashrus. See the same thing with Yosef Mitzrayim. He didn't have his father to learn Torah with him. He didn't have. But he had Kedushas Ayisod. He has Kedushas Ayisod. So then he has everything. Everything else is built up on there. But if you don't have anything else, you have that. It's still Mekush. If you don't have that, it's not sure you failed the mitzvah. You see, Taka, there's two mitzvahs are essays which are English chorus. Chorus means that you got no shaykhs. You cut off from the shaykhs. Bris Mila and Korban Pesach. Why is an oral kilu chayv chorus? It's a mitzvah essay, better. The Torah says, "Cause what does chorus mean? You don't know shit. The chorus means that what is the mitzvah mean? Mitzvah mila is that you makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zum tachlis is achdus. Person doesn't have bris mila, it's chorus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's chorus, you chorus. It's a bepoil the goyinish. It's a mitzvah.
And Pesach is Mesiris Nefesh also.
Pesach, the Korban Pesach was big Mesiris Nefesh. He tied it up in front of the midstream in the Korban Pesach. Every Korban Pesach, especially was the Bechinus Mesiris Nefesh. And that's what tore them away from. That's what tore them away from the midstream.
Shabbos is not as much that. Shabbos is.
Mila is this chorus means that you're cut off from being as achid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila is what makes the hisachdus, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mila makes the hisachdus. So the thing that, if you're missing the thing that makes us achdus, how can it not be a chorus? When he saw Ra, Bilam saw Ra, Shein Pischein, Machuvan, and Zebazah, when he saw that the Pischein, when he saw the Pischein and not Machuvan, Zeh can I get Zeh? He saw Tznius, he saw there was a Tznius, he saw there was Hepech, Pagama Bris. Then he saw that only Shach, the Bracha, not the Kala. First brachas, the shorish of all brachas that you see is the pchinas by issues, by nesuin, by es achdus, becoming one. That's where you see the inyan of bracha, pruvu and milos arutz. Brachas shayach to the inyan of being mesachit together. So we saw that there's tznius between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirud, we saw that there's no pegama bris. So we saw there's no pegama bris. So that showed him that we misachet together. So misachet together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yichud, the zivug amiti. So then, we're only shayach to bracha, we're not shayach to klal.
We always says the Pagama Bris is connected to Pagama Lashon.
Yeah.
That's why Pagama Lashon obviously causes a Chorban.
Saying it breaks the Lashon Hara, yeah. To finish reading, I'm saying we spoke out of the main book in the Kuda. He said it's in the Kuda, the next direction to Adalad. Comes out very well as well, because those Dalad, the Echad, takes it from the Sishtach Le Lache, Chas Hashem, to the Bechen Hashem Elakin Hashem Echad. That Nekudah is a Bris Mila, and that's the word we're supposed to be Mechavet to Moisa Nefesh. Yotza Nishmosai Be'echad. That's the Kedushas of Bris with the Mesiris Nefesh bound together. Yeah. Still, in quite an outdoor, it's the biggest mitzvah. Pshat is the trying the last thing, the sechach is trying his last thing to cut the. We're about to be bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tachlis tzachtos. Sheikh Sakeinu comes, he goes, no, we should believe, obis abonim, obis kidu kabiach goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, abonim is Klal Yisrael, abonim atim l'Hashem l'keichem, it's kashrus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just before the greatest tzachtos, he's trying to, so the whole sort of Yaakov Avinu, because the whole sort of the Malach of Esav, of Yigo b'kaf Yerich, some explain it means keep the later doors, he wants to be pogim in the later doors. If a goy sees he can be pogim in one thing, if Esav sees he can be pogim in one thing, he's going to be pogim in, what's he going to choose? He's going to choose to be pogim in the bris, because once you're pogim in the bris, you're pogim in everything. You can, they're not makusha, then you can, then it's nishkan shverzach. So Yigal b'kafirichim is Amalek, Esav. He was pogim by Kiddu B'Yakavino, tried to be pogim in the Kafi Reich and the Mokam Amila. Once he's pogim in the Mokam Amila, so then it's all Hefka. So Ikus and Mashiach, they got Koich now to be pogim Kiddu, the last thing, and that thing is the Kiddush Zabris. So once they're pogim in that, it's Kiddu Chasushan, they're trying to create a crisis between us and the Kiddush Baruch. It's Chaskas in this Indian, it's showing that we're. With all the nesiyonos, we're still in the chubu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabah, now dar kilu, even chas v'sham, somebody who's mechazik, and Rav Nachman Chavetz, mechazik, even somebody who's poigim, these nyanos, has to know that he's mechazik himself, he's the tshuvi, has to know that it's in the Zohar Kodesh, there's no tikkun, there is tikkun. So this is the nesiyon, this is the nesiyon of the dar, good for the nesiyon of the dar, because this is the nesiyon that's making or breaking the ganze zach. Okay. Yisoidus the Meshpiyat Malchus, because the Yisoidus is showing that Malchus is the lowest Madrega, Malchus is the Maisa B'Poel. The Yichud of Yisoidus Malchus is to show that even B'Shas, you're doing the Maisa B'Poel, even though you need a Koel Oilech Acha Maisa, but a Maisa, you're Makusha. The Ike is the Iskashas that you're Makusha to, and that's the Midas Ayisod. Yisoidus Malchus is the Bechina where you're Makusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're doing the Maisa Mitzvahs. It means he's not mashpiyat malchus. He's separating between Yisrael and malchus. So Mela, he's giving it to another malch, and it's not coming down. The mashpah is not coming down to bechinas malchus shemayim. Yeah.